morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, of course, Daniel Brigman. If you're new to the show, welcome. It's a pleasure to be with you. You're in the right place. I'd like to thank Daniel Esselin filling in the end of last week, and then George Frund back-to-back, so that was great. I know that they're guests, and you all learned a lot from them. I'm sure we've gotten emails about it, so...
I learned a lot.
So you must have. Daniel Esselin's.
I love him.
Well, both of them are fantastic. Yeah. Daniel just has a very unique perspective on China and what have you. Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. He was going to come on last week. Everything got busy with tornadoes and hurricanes and what have you. Know, I mean, it was crazy. You know, if you're a storm chaser, this was like the Super Bowl
yeah.
occurred last week or all darn near.
Crazy, crazy weather.
And he's going to be on the second hour today, so we're excited.
I'm looking forward to what he has to say. See what's going on, man.
Absolutely. Joseph Meyer. Joseph Meyer, we interviewed him yesterday. He filled in for Dane, actually, but he was actually scheduled for today. So he put out on his promotions and emails to all his people that he was going to be on today. So he'll be on here shortly. We're going to recap what he says. We're going to go deeper into what a bull market means, cryptocurrencies, what that means. And so we'll get some new information, also recap on what he said. It was a great interview on 529. So the 29th of last month, the middle of last week, it was one of the best interviews I thought that we've done with him, just covering a wide variety of topics and his perspective. He's been so accurate, ladies and gentlemen. Always happy to have him on. He's just such a great guy. If you talk to him off air, he seems a little dry on air sometimes.
He's funny.
He is
a riot.
He is a riot. So he's going to be here for a short visit. And so, and we always are glad to have him, straightmoneyanalysis.com. So, yeah, stay tuned. Check that out. Uncle Kevin is here as always.
Hello.
Or almost always.
Great to be back on the Power Hour. My favorite place.
Very good. We got some great news we'll go over, and then Joseph and then Dane.
Awesome.
You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it. Russia withdraws key defense advisors in Venezuela. So Venezuela, Maduro, specifically Maduro, may not have the cover that he thought he did.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't have no cover. Trump was right on top of that.
You think Trump does that? As he winds his wristwatch.
Exactly. He's keeping perfect time. The watch that you told me not to buy.
I didn't tell you not. Yeah, I didn't tell you anything.
Yes, you did.
I should have told you not to buy it.
You said it wasn't a Rolex.
It's not waterproof.
It was a Rolex.
It's not even waterproof.
It's waterproof. I swam in the pool the other day with it on.
Maduro, where's Maduro going?
He's going nowhere.
He's going bye-bye?
Yeah.
What is that going to mean? Does that mean the CIA is going to take
probably,
over Venezuela?
Probably. I hope not.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, probably.
There's an article we'll get to a little later about guns in Venezuela. You know, they disarmed the people there not too long ago.
Not too long ago, they did. Don't never give up your guns. It's a bad idea.
Well, history sure says that, and that's for sure. Arabs riot as Jews are allowed to enter Temple Mount on Jerusalem Day.
Ooh, wow.
So they're upset. I don't know if they threw tomatoes or they actually did something a little more. Just as riots broke out. The commander of the Jerusalem district, Major General Yedid, ordered the police to enter the Temple Mount and take care of the rioters. So I don't know what that means or what they were doing, but the riot was squelched. On Jerusalem Day, things get quieted down real fast.
Quick. Yeah, real fast.
Pompeo airs Frank Mitty's peace plan views in a leak. Pompeo, if he's leaking this, why in the world is he poo-pooing the proposed peace plan? He has fears that the peace plan won't work.
I don't trust that guy.
No, I don't either. I don't trust him or Bolton.
No.
So why is he leaking that this peace plan?
Sabotage.
What kind of peace plan are they even talking about?
I have no idea.
The Palestinians and the Jews or
they're never going to have one. One of them is going to win and one of them is going to lose.
Okay, well, it's kind of an odd story. Well, what's he doing leaking anything about some proposed peace plan and about the economic parts of it? It doesn't even go into detail. It's just an odd story. There's no even detail in this story.
He's an odd man.
Kushner, Palestinians not yet capable of governing themselves. Kushner says Palestinians deserve self-determination, but stops short of backing Palestinian statehood. So what does that mean?
Who knows?
Everything over there is like, what does that even mean?
Give them another piece of land down the road. It ain't gonna work.
Well, the Palestinians were they have a piece of land.
Yeah, they're right next to the Jews. That's not a good formula.
Virginia Beach gunman, the shooting over the weekend in the last week, said he was quitting and then turned around and started shooting everybody.
He was mad at somebody at work, I heard. But nobody, they hinted at it. I haven't heard any solid stuff on it.
This Dwayne Craddock is his name. The resignation email arrived in the morning and the gunfire started in the afternoon.
Supposedly he's a black man, isn't he?
Supposedly. I think the picture, he looks like
I didn't see the picture. I didn't see the picture. I just heard the very...
So what does that mean?
Well, the mainstream media wasn't reporting on it.
So if he wasn't a white supremacist, so he's not a white supremacist, they don't talk like they talk about it?
Yeah, if that was a white guy, they'd be plastered all over the media everywhere.
Here's an article I was really intrigued by. This is out of Politico, so of course you know their slant on this. But State Department to launch new human rights panel stressing, quote, natural law.
Well, now, that sounds sort of good.
Right. When you hear natural law, and it even goes in this article, you're talking about Declaration of Independence.
That's right.
You're talking about God.
God's law.
You're basically talking about God-giving rights, universal rights. The Trump administration planned to launch a new panel to offer, quote, fresh thinking on international human rights. I hate that word, human rights. I hate that word.
Yeah.
Natural rights.
Natural rights.
And natural law. So they do say natural law. A move some activists fear is aimed at narrowing protections for women and members of the LGBT community. What does that mean?
That doesn't mean nothing.
So does that mean natural law doesn't apply to women or gay people?
It's so stupid. It applies for everybody, natural rights.
Well, what it doesn't give you a favorite status.
Right. Yeah, that's all it does.
So maybe that may...
Everybody's equal.
Created equal.
Yeah, created equal, yeah.
Interesting. The new body to be called the Commission on Unalienable Rights.
Wow.
Unalienable. Not inalienable. It says not inalienable.
Wow.
It doesn't even say inalienable. It says unalienable.
Yeah, inalienable. They could take them back later
down
the road.
That's right. We've talked about that several times. We'll advise Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. According to a notice the State Department quietly published that in part of last week, the commission will provide fresh thinking about human rights discourse where such discourse has departed from our nation's founding principles of natural law and natural rights. Wow.
That's exciting.
I was very intrigued by this. But the article goes on like, this is code for, bash the gays and put the women in a box or something. You know, it's just crazy.
Crazy.
The word natural in such context, is often interpreted to mean God-given. That's right.
Yeah.
How else would you think? Phrasing that is less common in modern human rights literature, but which could signal a religious component. Why do people think that means religious?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Why? But to say something is God-given, that immediately attaches me to a religion?
Yeah, has nothing to do with religion.
Well, religion, I think we have something religions have something common with that idea.
Right. But I don't conjure up a religion when I hear that.
God-given rights? No.
No.
It's more natural, universal. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about natural rights, Obama, did you see him went to Brazil and started trashing America for our gun laws?
I heard that. I try to stay away from stories like that. It makes me too mad.
This is from The Blaze. Obama trashes U.S. gun laws in Brazil, claims Americans are out buying up machine guns without any regulation on the internet. Now, will you please...
I'd love to have a machine gun.
Will you please show me the site where I can go buy a machine gun online? Please, Mr. Barry Sotero, or whatever your name is.
Uh-huh.
Please show me that web address.
Because I'd like to go there.
And I will put my credit card in today. I will buy a machine gun off the internet if they can send it to me legally without any problem.
Without any having to pay a fortune for a license.
Why is he out talking to Brazil about guns? Because he knows he won't get anywhere in America?
Right, I guess.
Or he's trying to convince the people in Brazil? Is he trying to convince... Are they trying to do some hardline gun laws in Brazil and try to convince...
I haven't heard, so I don't know.
I mean,
he doesn't need the money, so I don't think they're paying him.
Oh, he might have a duty to do, you know?
Yeah.
He's got to...
Yeah, get out there and do it.
Another article. This is an older article, but a kind of a flashback. Venezuelans now regret giving up their guns.
Oh, who wouldn't?
To a disarmed population.
Yeah, who wouldn't regret it? Just ask the Jews.
Well, you can just go all throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
The University of Hawaii, conservatively, 260 million people. You know, not that I'm belittling what happened at Sandy Hook or what did or didn't happen at Sandy Hook or what happened even with this paddock in Virginia or what happens in the...
Anywhere.
You know, anywhere, these shootings.
Some nut picks up a gun.
These are... They are so small in relation to the overall danger of an unarmed citizenry. Say that three times fast. Citizenry, that they are insignificant and shouldn't even be brought up.
Shouldn't even,
in comparison, at least in this issue.
I agree.
At least in this context.
You know, and that's probably a light figure, that 260 million.
It is conservative. Yeah, it is conservative. That's what they can definitely prove.
Right.
And they even, I think in their study, they even mentioned that this is, you know, basically what we can prove.
Okay.
And it may be significantly higher.
I think it's significantly higher, but.
So.
Do not give up your guns, ever.
State Department to launch. Oh, there's this new, this is the same article. We got the same article twice. That's how important it is. State Department to launch new human rights panel.
There you go. That is important.
It is important. Yeah, this is an important story. We're going to file this one under who didn't know that kind of thing. Cutting welfare to illegal aliens would pay for Trump's wall.
And who didn't know that?
And who didn't know that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And this is out of the New York Post.
So oh, wow. Yeah.
Mexico won't have to pay for the wall. After all, U.S. taxpayers won't have to pick up the tab either. The controversial barrier, rather, will cover its own costs just by closing the border to illegal immigrants who tend to go on the federal dole.
They do. Intend to, yeah, federal housing, federal food stamps.
We're going to stay in New York, New York Post. This is a story that, you know, we mentioned in San Francisco, how San Francisco banned this technology to go in the cities and schools and what have you. New York is now openly embracing it. You know, school just let out. Mm-hmm. But they're installing this. I guess if you're in summer school, you're kind of the test subjects. I don't know. But this is coming in right now. Orwellian future, facial recognition, and mass surveillance is coming to United States schools. We are staring our Orwellian future right in the face. From this is the SHFT plan. Beginning in New York, facial recognition is coming to schools in the United States and will be switched on for testing next week. Your thoughts on that?
Not good. Somebody should file an injunction to stop it.
Well, somebody did.
Oh, good.
The article, hold on, I got to get a drink here. I got to clear my throat. Just keep talking.
Yeah, I wouldn't put up with it if I was a parent there. I'd be raising, stinking. We got the Fourth Amendment.
Well, they're going to say, well, you're going to school. We got to keep you safe. How are we going to keep our children safe?
No.
Those rights when you come to our school. That's what they're going to say.
Well, then I'll be saying, you'll be selling the pictures of my kids online, probably.
And they said, no, we don't keep them. Don't worry here. We only keep them for 30 days.
Don't
worry.
It.
Well, if you're looking for another reason to get out of a government school, there's
one.
There's reason number 642.
Mm-hmm.
There
and are they going to do the bathrooms, too? I wouldn't put it past them.
The question was asked by Stephanie Coyle. She's the one who's filing the lawsuits.
I like her already.
Why in the world would we want this to come to New York and in a place where there are children?
Exactly. Nobody wants a picture of their... Yeah. That's just opening up a can of worms, man. Just a can of worms.
Besides being, again, unlawful. So you want unlawful, the Bill of Rights, go to the Bill of Rights. This is unlawful.
Right.
Unlawful. Taylor Swift slams Donald Trump for hypocrisy and LGBTQ policies.
I don't know what she's talking about. He's pretty, he likes him pretty good.
Well, right. Well, you can see the media coming out trying to make him like he's against gay things. He's been very pro-gay to me.
He has.
You know June is pro-gay month or pride month, excuse me.
I do now.
Anyway, she says, along with a link to a petition for the Equality Act and a message encouraging others to contact their senator, Instagram letter she sent to Lamar Alexander, Republican out of Tennessee. The Equality Act, here's what Swift wrote. One cannot take the position that one supports a community while condemning it in the next breath. What she's saying is that Donald Trump has condemned the Equality Act. If you look at the language, if this were to be enacted, you're basically now guaranteeing that these schools are going to force these kind of curriculums on six-year-olds, seven-year-olds,
yeah,
by the language, if you read the language. I understand why anybody, you know, you can be, I don't know, what word do you want to attach to Donald Trump? Is he pro-gay? I don't know if what the word, he's pro-people.
He's pro-people, yeah.
I mean, I think it's stupid to say I'm pro-gay. Yeah. Pro-people.
And Swift should just read the Constitution. She'd be okay.
She's got a job to do. Talk about Obama. You know, you get the feeling she's got a job to do.
She starts pushing this stuff. Her career is going to go the other way that she thinks.
Well, the millennials, she's a big influence. They're trying to influence. Well, it's like Disney and Georgia.
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about that
last
week? Disney saying, well, we're just not going to go to Georgia anymore. I think people don't care.
They don't care about Disney anymore.
We don't care about Disney. You know, we don't care about Hollywood.
We don't care about Hollywood.
We don't care about New York. You want to go kill baby? You want an abortion? Then go to New York.
Yeah, go to New York. Go ride in the subway. See what you see.
Yeah, go take a subway ride to some clinic in New York.
Yeah.
And see how that works out for you.
Yeah. See if you don't catch something.
Gosh. I'm going to leave that alone. Public reaction to Swift's tweet was swift and strong. Letter to my senator was trending on Twitter, and praise came rolling in for the singer's activism. So this is from...
Was she on Twitter or something? I think I have a Twitter account. I'd like to comment on that.
It's just, it's when you look at that quote unquote act, Equality Act, what does that mean? So are they not going to be equal? They, meaning this movement, is this movement not going to feel equal until they have their talking points presented to our children from the time they're 5 years old? Is that when they'll feel equal?
Yeah, and push.
Or so many gay people now have to be hired for affirmative action is that, then they'll feel equal?
And push toxic masculinity?
Here's a fantastic story about veterans.
We love the vets.
Vets, you know, I know we don't talk about veteran things as much as Joyce did. That does not mean we feel any less or want to help. Any vet that you know that needs help, you have trouble paying for your supplements, please contact us. Please reach out to us. We want to do what we can do here, and we want to continue the legacy Joyce started. And also, it means a lot to us.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
New Mana food we give away to vets, all those kind of things. So please, listen, we can't assume, and I know it may feel awkward, but just find a way to let us know somehow, email, whatever. Kansas City refuses to let veterans stay homeless, builds them their own town for free.
Wow.
This is fantastic.
Awesome. Private money or state money?
That's a good question. Veterans Community considered that. I read this article and I don't even know that. Members of the Veterans Community Project. I don't know. I still don't know. I don't know if the government gave them grants or what. I still don't know. That's a great question. But I think the town is involved somehow by giving them the land.
Tax free or something.
Something like that.
Good for them.
So they're building not tiny houses, but smaller houses, you know, kind of row houses where they got family units, got single units.
Yeah.
I mean, and one veteran, one of the vets was sitting out there last week watching the houses get built and was in tears.
That's awesome.
Literally just crying about the fact that he was going to be moving into one of these houses.
Yeah, a lot of them live under a bridge.
Well, that's what they're saying in this article.
It's terrible.
If they don't have these places for a lot of these at-risk vets, where are they going to live?
Where are they going to live? Absolutely.
This is fantastic. Kansas City, our hats off to you. God bless you. Mm-hmm. More towns. Hopefully they do this. This, I'm going to bring this up to, Joseph Meyer, but trade war contagion puts markets on alert for fresh risk sell-off. I know the market was down this morning. I don't know if it rebounded, but it was off. Since Joseph talked, the market's been down like 600 points.
Yeah, it has.
He said that was the top.
Time to get out. That's what he said. Get out and put it in gold and silver.
Here's a flashback story in cryptos.
About cryptos. That's right. He did say that.
26 bankers already sentenced to a combined 74 years in prison. This is a flashback story from a few years ago. I thought it would go well with Wall Street.
Yeah, but
just never forget that Iceland put their bankers in jail.
They did. Yeah, absolutely. And so did in the 80s, they had the subprime mortgage. Over 100 bankers went in jail.
Zero Hedge, did the government just test the internet kill switch? This is a creepy, creepy story here. If I felt a great disturbance in the farce, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out terror and were suddenly silenced. It's kind of a joke on Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Let's see. At 3 p.m. Eastern, was this yesterday? This was over the weekend. Yes. This was over the weekend. This is a crazy story.
All right.
Google Cloud, YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, mysteriously all went offline.
For why?
Well, they didn't really give a reason. They said, well, we'll temporarily down, we'll be back up. They all went down in huge pockets of America. Were they testing, you know, like the question asked, were they testing the internet kill switch?
Could be.
Was this a test?
Anybody who puts their stuff on Google Cloud is out of their mind.
Well, you're almost forced to use anything that you have to have. You better have a backup.
You better.
You know,
it's going to be gone. Somebody's going to hack into it. You hear story after story after story, people losing pictures, whatever they put up there.
Do you, that makes me a little nervous. I mean, that story was creepy, made me a little nervous.
I got my little thumb drives.
They're great.
They are.
Unhackable.
Unhackable.
Now you can lose them.
You can lose them.
But you can't hack them.
That's why I never take them out of the house, because I know I'll lose them.
Why don't you tell that? We got a little bit of time. We'll catch it on the other side. The story about in L.A. about the typhus.
Yeah, here we go again. You know, how many times did we bring this up in the last few weeks? An employer of the Los Angeles Police Department. Now, this just isn't somebody walking down the road. Has contracted a bacterial infection that could lead to typhus fever, while at least two others are suffering from similar symptoms. So Dr. Drew says there's going to be an epidemic in California, in L.A. It looks like it's starting.
Well, it's a filthy, filthy rat hole turning into the streets.
I'm telling you. If there's not, that's good. That's a surprise. If it's not,
there's the music, ladies and gentlemen. More news on this. That's a really important story. A lot of great news today. A vaccine story you have to hear.
Ooh.
Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy, and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We got a lot of great specials over the Power Mall. We're getting into a little detail. We still have a little of those 20% off on some things now. One of the focuses we want, we know when, especially the most, the things we sell the most, like Strauss Heart Drops, REM Sleep, when you call and you want it and then we're out, that's really disappointing, causes a problem. That's a big focus that we've wanted to correct. So the Strauss Heart Drops, we are fully stocked. We are going to try to stay stocked. Unless you inundate us, we are going to stay stocked from that. That's something in honor of it. We have a sale, free shipping. Strauss Heart Drops is probably, I don't want to say the most remarkable product we have because we have a lot of remarkable products, but it's the most, you know, stories.
One of them.
Yeah, it's just stories like, well, I was going to lose my foot and now I'm keeping my foot. You know,
things. Or die.
Like, yeah, or die or what have you.
It's can't just, walk to the mailbox.
Amazing. So, Strauss Heart Drops, we have them fully stocked, and that's what we're committing to really work hard to always have in stock. It's always available to you. You give us a call. It's free shipping now in honor of that, and plus we have a lot of other sales on Life Enthusiast products, the magnesium oil, the Topperson also is on sale, and the the salt, Himalayan salt, which I just love. I love that Himalayan salt. You
so
like salt on food?
Love it. It's love just, it.
There's nothing quite like it.
Nope.
It has an energy to it.
Yeah,
really does.
Sure does.
So check that
plus
out.
Plus you're getting all your minerals.
So check that out over at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your purchases. Some great news before Joseph joins us. Science says silence is much more important to our brains than we think. This is from Lifehack. Finnish Tourist Board ran a campaign that used silence as a marketing product. They thought to entice people to come, you know, camping or whatever, or to walk around and experience silence. Silence, your brain actually needs it to process things, to heal, to come up with fresh ideas. Silence is very important.
Hmm. Is that phrase, silence is golden?
I guess in this... we saw that,
but I never heard that before.
We saw that silence is really helping the new generated cells to differentiate into neurons and integrate into the system. So that's a study that they did out of that. Pretty interesting.
So that's why they're flooding us with all this info to stop.
Well,
the noise.
There's noise always.
Yeah. Always noise.
Get us distracted. And then when you have noise, you can't
relax.
You can't relax, and you also can't focus and connect with your center. Mm-hmm. Connect with the you want to pray, you want to meditate, you want to reach out to God or reach God. You know, how can you do that if there's noise all around all the time? Google should be afraid, very afraid, out of Bloomberg. Talk a little bit of what's going on there with this antitrust situation.
With Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, going after him. Yeah, he's unleashing the hounds, I heard. And he's not going to let the FTC have it. Because the FTC had it back in
2013
with Google, and they let him slide. He's putting the DOJ on him and putting the hounds on him.
Did you see that movie? Is it The Circle with Tom Hanks? Basically, it was a takeoff of the. You could tell they were talking about Google.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically Google or Apple or one of those big tech companies and the power they wield and how they went after the politicians, and you know they openly talked about how they bribed them and controlled them and. What have you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened in 2013, probably,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
There was an investigation. They
said. When you got more money than God, you own people.
Well, that's what Google, that's their policy.
Yeah.
It certainly seems that way.
Baseball-sized
hail, tornadoes possible in southeast Wyoming. Going to ask Dane about this.
I'm excited.
Crazy.
He's on. I really am. I want to know what the heck is going on.
Here's the vaccine story I was telling you about. This is an important story. If I were to tell you that there was a mumps outbreak in Florida among University of Florida students, would that concern you?
No.
Wouldn't concern you?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Well, you wouldn't want to learn more?
I would have no empathy at all with for them.
You wouldn't want to learn more? You're sad that they had mumps? Well, you are cold. God almighty. The story wouldn't mean anything to you.
Nothing.
You wouldn't even pay it any mind.
No.
Well, I guess you can go to the bathroom for the next few minutes because we're going to talk about this. This is an important story.
Go ahead. I'll comment on it.
Well, you said it didn't matter to you. Who wants to hear your comments
maybe you
now?
Maybe you can change my mind.
Most of the 12 confirmed cases of mumps involve University of Florida students. So there's 12 confirmed cases, probably more growing. This is out of Jacksonville. University Health Department urged people to get the MMR vaccine, take precautions. 12 confirmed cases of mumps, Lola, in Alachua County. The health department asking people to take. Who wrote this article? Some of these articles,
they're so choppy and poorly written.
Okay, here's the important part, I think. Okay, now listen, tell me if this makes sense to you.
Right.
A health department spokesman said all the cases reported are college students, many of them from University of Florida, who have maybe shared water bottles or whatever. All the people who contracted mumps, what would you say they have in common?
They're not immunized.
No. They've all been
okay. I thought it was going to be a blame the non-vaxxers. So that's what made me mad right from the beginning. Blame the non-vaxxers.
Well, no, but listen to this. They say this is even their story, right?
Yeah.
All the people who contracted mumps were vaccinated. According to the spokesman, said mumps is much less severe in people who are vaccinated.
Oh, you couldn't get it. Now when you get it, it's less severe. Mumps isn't a bad disease anyway.
Well, I know. The lady says, wow, I had a headache for a week, and I felt bad, and I had a fever, and oh, my gosh.
I had a little fever. I took some ibuprofen. And
so listen to the spokesman. Here's what the spokesman said. This is Dr. Mobeen Rathor.
That sounds
real American.
Yeah.
Real
like
American.
He knows what the hell he's talking about.
Chief of Infectious Diseases with UF Health said the only true way to prevent the virus is the MMR vaccine. What are you talking about? All these people were vaccinated. Every one of them was vaccinated. It didn't prevent anything.
So there's another.
Let me continue to read.
Okay.
This is what Rathor, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this right, but I'm not going to take the time to get the right pronunciation of this doctor here. There's just a lot of misinformation about what the vaccines do in terms of side effects, which are mostly bogus. I think it's important that you get your child immunized at the right time. There is a reason we immunize children from measles, mumps, and rubella. That was...
Yes, to give it to other people.
So it can spread. Yeah. So we can have outbreaks. So it can shed.
Yeah.
MMR is a live virus
vaccine.
We know it sheds.
It sheds.
Just we know it sheds.
Look at the insert. If you're going to thinking about getting them, tell them to bring out the insert and read it before you get one.
Just so you know, according to the CDC, the MMR vaccine, remember I said we said 4 to 10% failure rate? The CDC doesn't even give MMR that good of a rate.
That good of a rate. Mm.
The vaccine is 88% effective.
That's 12. 12.
That's right. Very good. You have to take your shoes off for that? That was very good. The 88% effective. Now, remember what Sherry Tenpenny said about effective is. What effective? Oh, safe and effective.
Safe and effective is just having a reaction.
No, effective means that you create antibodies.
Right.
That's effective. That doesn't mean you prevent the disease.
Right.
As we know here with these 12 people, every one of them, despite what Basil Rathbone here, doctor. That's
we
what
love Basil Rathbone. He was played
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes. My favorite Sherlock Holmes.
Here's what one of the people said, who is a young woman here who got the mumps. And I want you to contrast this with the mothers who are talking about their children, their lives hijacked. For over a week, it was extremely painful.
Oh.
My face really hurt. My neck and cheek.
You twist your ankle.
And hair area. At one point, I couldn't even touch my ear. My ear hurt so bad. And in a week, it was gone.
Hmm. Sounded like she was tortured.
We got the guest standing by in the word. We got Todd just gave us word. Let's finish. Let me get the follow up our story here. This is from the Fed Up Democrat. I thought that was a hilarious post. Vaccination without parental knowledge kills 14-year-old girl. This is in Canada. In Canada, they already have a law allowing children to be vaccinated without parental knowledge or consent. And so, anyway, this one girl, she got sick, and then they doubled down on her vaccine, and then she died. They killed her.
And did you know they're not arresting shoplifters in Canada?
Why is that?
They just don't want.
Okay, where'd that come from?
I just threw it out.
Just threw it out there.
Yeah, well, that's a crazy story.
So they go
in
together.
Canada, they go together.
School nurses can now give medical marijuana in Colorado to children. Not marijuana. They're not going to be smoking marijuana, but it's like CBD oil, something like that.
Well, I like that oil.
Over a million children under the age of 6 are currently on psychiatric drugs in America.
Insane.
So maybe I'd rather be on CBD oil.
Right, exactly.
Or the hempanol.
Hempanol.
You know, remember,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't put that on the website. Remember that? You got a call on that. You know why. Big Pharma stands to lose $18.5 billion if all 50 states legalize medical marijuana. That's from the Daily Health Post.
There's a big push against it. That's for her. And they've been pushing against it for the last 20 years. It's been saved. One of Cheech and Chong got saved by... he had cancer and used that CBC oil
something
20
like
years
that, yeah.
I don't know which one, but he was went all over the TV talking about it. Then they shut him down.
All right, let me go with these news stories quickly, and let's get to our guests. Using hand sanitizer causes you to absorb 10,000% more emasculation chemicals that feminize men. Wash your hands with water.
That's right.
Just wash them with water.
When you go into Walmart, don't take those things.
Homeschool family sends 7 kids to college, all by age 12, from the New American. And a little flashback story from homeschool. Yay, homeschool.
Yeah.
Thought that was pretty cool. There's a lot of great stories. I'm not going to be able to get to all of them. Please check them out, thepowerhour.com. You can check the news. Really, today was really good, I thought, news stories today.
Yeah.
Really interesting. Let's get to our next guest. We're having him back on. Always a pleasure to have Joseph Meyer. Of course, he's a 5-decade-plus veteran of Wall Street. He's been there, done that, seen that. Not speculate. He was there when it happened and could tell you where Thomas Jefferson was laid to rest.
He went to his funeral.
He was at Teddy Roosevelt's inauguration.
He went up San Juan Hill.
Yeah. Straight money analysis, Joseph Meyer. We love him. Joseph, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you and the Power Hour for having me this morning. Always a pleasure to visit with your listening audience. Thank you, Daniel.
Absolutely. There's a article. I don't know if Catherine sent it to you that we did in the news. I was going to save it to talk to you today or talk to you right now. It says new signal for sell-off is coming in the market from MSNBC. What are we seeing here? Since we talked, the market has done exactly what you said it was going to do.
Well, I think we're trying to make an intermediate term, short term as well, bottom here. But I do believe any rally will fail, and I think we'll go down even lower. I still think you sell the rallies, you raise cash, you move to the sidelines, and you look to put money to work in the precious metals, Daniel.
You told me something interesting. Now, our interview 529 last week, I hope Catherine has given you a copy of that, or maybe she hasn't. Maybe she needs to give you a copy of that, because that was such a complete and going over so many topics that you could send out to your people and our people can listen to. Yes. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is your website. You mentioned when I talked to you this morning about the dynamics of a bull market and that people understand that. Please explain that and let's talk about it in terms of some of these markets.
Well, I think when you talk about bull markets, as you know, they're born on pessimism, they grow on skepticism, they mature on optimism, and then they die on euphoria, Daniel.
Wow. So in terms of the stock market, just the stock market, where are we on that scale there?
Well, bear markets have five stages of grief. One, denial. Two, anger. Three, bargaining, which I believe is the current stage we're in. The fourth one is depression, and then the fifth one is acceptance. That's where we are in the current scenario.
So we're bargaining right now. So we're bargaining. So the bull market is over. You're caught. You're saying this. The bull market is over, and we're bargaining. Okay, let's talk about in terms of gold and silver. We've seen, of course, 2011, silver was almost to $50. Gold was close to 2,000. I don't 1950 about an ounce. Since then, we're down to 1,100. I think was low 1,140 maybe for gold. Silver in the 13s. Where are we on that in terms of gold and silver market?
Well, I think when you talk in terms of the precious metals, it's interesting to note we have 50% of all Americans own some stock in the equity markets.
50%? Wow.
50% of Americans are participating in the stock market. The other 50% are not. But what's interesting, only 1% own any gold and silver, Daniel. It's the most undervalued, under-owned asset on the planet.
Wow. Where are we on the terms of that bull market, that scale that you said, born on pessimism, grows on, you know, on that?
Well, I think we're at the point where people are starting to doubt their commitment to the equity market, and they're starting to realize we're in, as I've said many times, the early part of an economic downturn that I think has a considerable ways to go. And I think the economy will continue to worsen and the market will continue to contract and work down to lower levels. That's what I believe.
Now, when you say that, my immediate instinct is to say the government will do everything it can to keep the markets up in terms of the election coming up next year.
The market has done, I think, more than anyone could have expected, and I think the government has done all that anyone could have expected. And I think the markets have to once again find fair value, and that's a considerably lower level than it's currently trading at this time.
So you think, inconsequential of the election, it doesn't matter, we're here, D-Day is here, or the chickens have come home to roost basically about now?
Well, I think when you look at the consumer, he's tapped out. You look at auto sales, you look at home sales, you look at retail sales, you look at the retail store closings and the corporate layoffs. I think it's telling a story most people don't want to acknowledge, Daniel.
And the story is what? You put it in one or two sentences. What is that story?
We're in an economic contraction. The economic recovery has lasted historically a very long period of time. Lower interest rates are now behind us. We may not see higher interest rates as soon as people would want to believe, but inevitably interest rates, I believe, will work higher over the near term and in the long term as well.
You think that the Fed is going to raise it? I mean, I can't see that. I disagree with you on that.
I don't think they'll raise rates, but I don't think they'll lower them either.
Do you think out of desperation they would lower them?
Well, I think if the markets erode enough and confidence erodes in the economy and in the markets, I think rather than lowering interest rates, they'll announce a quantitative easing program.
Are they going to buy China's debt? China has America's debt. Are they going to buy it back by printing?
Well, I don't know who else will buy it.
You won't let me either. That's why I asked you. Give our listeners a phone number that they can call and talk to you personally.
386-677-8642, Daniel.
386-677-8642?
Yes.
Now, you've been busy all the whole weekend getting your new newsletter done. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an important product, and I think that you would be well to take heed of this and to check this out, and it's well worth the price, and you have a special that you should call Joseph. Ladies and gentlemen, his information is extremely accurate. You get actionable, clear items to deal with and to help protect yourself and to things to look at. I think it's fantastic. It's the foremost economic newsletter that I value, that I listen to on specific actionable items. I mean, there's so many out there that they just dribble on about this and that and understanding this and da 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 da. I just get confused after a while, whether it's right or wrong or indifferent. You know, let's go down the brass tacks. You want brass tacks? You want straightmoneyanalysis.com. I love it. 386-677-8642. We got about, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes left. I want to focus on cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
Some part of the population, they think cryptos are the second coming of the greatest thing ever since sliced bread. And another part thinks that this is going to be a control grid, that this is awful, this is a ruse to steal all our wealth. What are your feelings about cryptocurrencies?
I think cryptocurrencies, as I've said many times, are the wave of the future. They're going to play a big role as we move forward in transactions, as I've said many times. I think they're misunderstood, they're under-owned, and I think people are very confused as to what they can do. But I think, as I said in the last show, we're going to see gold and silver and cryptocurrencies move back up and move back up in tandem, Daniel. I truly believe it. I think we've seen the reactionary low in Bitcoin. I think the bull market's alive and well.
So I've seen in the news Nordstrom shopping centers, among some other big players, have spent some serious money putting platforms together to take cryptocurrency. Starbucks is getting involved. Facebook
yes,
is getting
are.
Involved. There's a big adoption push so that you can spend online, not dollars, not credit cards anymore, but using cryptocurrencies. What does that – that's got to be favorable.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're in the very early stages of the revolution.
Revolution's a big word. What do you mean?
Well, I think we're going to move away from the old. We're ushering in the new, and I think we're in the very early stages of that. That's what I mean.
Are you telling me that cryptocurrencies, gold and silver, they're all going to move back up to their all-time highs relatively in the near future here?
And even higher highs than we've witnessed.
We've seen.
There's a long way to go in this bull market, Daniel. It's only beginning.
We've seen Bitcoin trade to 20,000. It's a little over 8,000 right now.
Yes, we have.
We've seen people like Matt McAfee. I mean, several very prominent people in digital computer space says Bitcoin's going to be worth $500,000, $1 million at some point. I mean, your thoughts on that? It seems crazy.
Well, I think the sky's the limit in Bitcoin. As you know, I've said many times, we've had gold by the Dow twice in history, 1932 and 1980. I think at some point we'll see an ounce of gold by the Dow again. Not a question of if, it's a question of when and what price level.
Do you think crypto, do you think Bitcoin, I mean, are we going to be talking a year or two from now and Bitcoin's like $100,000, $200,000?
I don't know if we'll see those those levels, but I think we'll go very easily back above the old high, 20,000 in Bitcoin. I truly believe it. May not do it as quickly as we like, but I think it's inevitable.
The next 6 months for cryptocurrencies, what do you see?
Probably get back over 12, 15,000, no problem.
We're talking about Bitcoin. There's a lot of,
yeah.
Now, I'm sure our audience, most of our audience is, like I was at some point, I mean, I know a little bit, but is woefully ignorant about this. What does our audience need to know about cryptocurrencies? Why are we even talking about this?
Well, because I think when you talk about asset classes being repriced, and you talk about the future being a digital currency, Bitcoin's at the cutting edge of that, Daniel.
Wow, fascinating. Fascinating. For people who are listening, you think from your position, your experience, you say for them, if you were them, you would do what?
I would use the rallies in the stock market in which to raise cash. I'd use any weakness to buy gold and silver. I'd look to buy Bitcoin on any further weakness in price we get, although I do think the lows will hold. I would postpone any purchase of big-ticket items and or real estate because I think the economy will continue to worsen through the balance of the year. That's what you do.
So a house that's out there for $300,000, it's a good chance it might be significantly lower 6 months or a year from now?
Absolutely.
Wow. Food, I mean, you're starting, you're using big words, recession, revolution, upheaval. I mean, you're basically saying our whole economic system is coming to an end or a cycle change or something here.
Well, it's this changing is, as to what we once known it to be, Daniel. No two ways about it.
Oh, my gosh. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is the website. 386-677-8642. 386-677-8642. Joseph, thanks for coming on. It's an absolute pleasure. God bless you, and your work is very important, very much valued here.
Thank you for having me, Daniel. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
God bless.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.